Well, good morning, all you coffee shop members and those smiling faces out there. We're going to be studying this morning in Mark 10, and we're going to open in Psalms 15. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing us to learn of your great, powerful word this morning. Let it just enter into our hearts that we can keep it, Father. We thank you so much for you giving your life for each one of us on the cross and your resurrection from the dead, Father, so that we can honor and serve a living God. We thank you in Jesus' name. Psalms 15, we'll be studying from the New King James Version, both in Psalms and the reading from Mark 10. Psalms 15 says, Lord, who may abide in your tabernacle? Who may dwell in your holy hill? He who walks uprightly and works righteousness and speaks the truth in his heart. He who does not backbite with his tongue, nor does evil to his neighbor, nor does he take up a reproach against his friend, in whose eyes a vile person is despised. But he honors those who fear the Lord. He who swears to his own hurt and does not charge. He who does not put out his money at usury, nor does he take a bribe against the innocent. He who does these things shall never be moved. That is so important that we follow God's word and his righteousness as we live our lives. Starting in Mark chapter 10, it says, Then he arose from there and came to the region of Judea by the other side of the Jordan, and multitudes gathered to him again. And as he was accustomed, he taught them again. The Pharisees came and asked him, Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife, testing him? And he answered and said to them, What did Moses command you? They said, Moses permitted a man to write a certificate of divorce and to dismiss her. And Jesus answered and said to them, Because of the hardness of your heart, he wrote you this precept. But from the beginning of the creation, God made them man, God made them male and female. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. And so they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let not man separate. In the house, his disciples also asked him again about the same matter. And he said to them, Whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery against her. And if a woman divorces her husband and marries another, she commits adultery. Then they brought the little children to him that he might touch them. But the disciples rebuked those who brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was greatly displeased and said to them, Let the little children come to me and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God. Assuredly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it. And he took them up in his arms and laid his hands on them and blessed them. Now, as he was going out on the road, one came running, knelt before him and asked him, Good teacher, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? So Jesus said, Why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God. You know the commandments, do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not bear false witness, do not defraud, honor your father and your mother. And he answered and said, Teacher, all these things I have kept from my youth. Then Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said to him, And one thing you lack, go your way, sell whatever you have, and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. and come, take up your cross and follow me. But he was sad at this word and went away sorrowful because he had great possessions. Then Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, how hard it is for those who have riches to enter the kingdom of God. And the disciples were astonished at his words, but Jesus answered and said to them, children, how hard it is for those who trust in riches to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. And they were greatly astonished, saying among themselves, who then can be saved? But Jesus looked at them and said, with men it is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Then Peter began to say to him, see, we have left all and followed you. So Jesus answered and said, assuredly I say to you, there is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my sake and the gospel's who shall not receive 100-fold now in this time houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions and in the age to come eternal life. But many who are first will be last and the last first. Now they were on the road going up to Jerusalem and Jesus was going before them and they were amazed. And as they followed, they were afraid. And he looked at the 12 beside again, began to tell them the things that they would happen. Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be betrayed to the chief priest, the scribes. They will condemn him to death and him to the Gentiles, deliver him to the Gentiles, and they will mock him, scourge him, spit on him, and kill him. And on the third day, he will rise again. Then James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to him saying, teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask. And he said to them, what do you want me to do for you? They said to him, grant us that we may sit on your right hand and the other on your left in your glory. But Jesus said to them, you do not know what you ask. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? They said to him, we are able. So Jesus said to them, you will indeed drink the cup that I drink and with the baptism I am baptized with you will be baptized. But to sit on my right hand and on my left is not mine to give, but it is for those for whom it is prepared. And when the 10 heard it, they began to be greatly displeased with James and John. But Jesus called them to himself and said to them, you know that those who are considered rulers over the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. Yet I say not, yet I shall not be so among you, but whoever desires to become great among you shall be your servant, and whoever of you desires to be first shall be slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many. Now they came to Jericho as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great multitude. Blind Timaeus sat by the road begging. When he heard that Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Then many warned him to be quiet, but he cried out all the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. So Jesus stood and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying to him, be of good cheer, rise, he is calling you. And throwing aside his garment, he rose and came to Jesus. So Jesus answered and said to him, what do you want me to do with you? The blind man said to him, Rabbi, that I may receive my sight. And Jesus said to him, go your way. Your faith has made you well. And he immediately received his sight and followed Jesus on the road. You know, you can see here in the scripture just some of the amazing miracles of Christ Jesus. You know, nothing is impossible for him. Nothing is impossible with him. You know, here in the coffee shop, we just see the miracle of prayer. When we pray to our Lord, we see many, many prayers answered, you know, not just back in Jesus' day, 2,000 years ago today. Prayer is just as active now as it was then. That's why it's so important that we pray for our brothers and sisters here in the coffee shop. A great place to be. A great place to be. Father God, I am so grateful that you allowed me to share Mark chapter 10 this morning. I thank you so much for all of our great coffee shop members. Just bless every one of them with healing, with wealth, with satisfaction. Just bless their souls and bless their walk with you. Continue to make it stronger all the time, Father. Just love on them, all of them, for it's in Christ's name we pray. Thank you. Amen.